South Africans have lost all fear of law enforcement officials. This is the view of Jovial Rantau, the editor of the African Mirror. In an opinion piece, he takes the example of a group of armed robbers who in broad daylight stormed an armed car transporting cash right outside the Dobsonville police station. And in the ensuing shootout, the criminals fled after one of them was wounded and arrested. And this brazen attack right in front of a police station points to a growing problem in South Africa. Welcome, Jovial Rantau on Radio Islam International. Jovial, good morning and welcome to the program.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Wa alaikum. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, my brother.
Thank you for joining us. This could be seen as a very humorous anecdote, Jovial, what we've described in the introduction. If it was not an indictment on how corruption and indifference from law enforcement have eroded the trust between police and citizens.
You know, my brother, the one thing that holds a country together or a family together or an organization together, you know, Radio Islam, it's you just have got to have systems, you've got to have rules, you've got to have laws that people must observe. If these laws are not observed, you have chaos, you know. Citizens in a constitutional democracy like South Africa do not respect the law, do not have fear of the law, we have huge problems. You know, this is why these criminals, they did not even see the police station, I would imagine, because this symbol of the law, you know, this symbol of law and order, to them, it does not even exist, you know, because, you know, in any community where there's rampant crime, where there are big issues, people call for a police station. The cops will send a mobile a little trailer, because ordinary people, when they see a symbol or the colors of the police, some kind of fear creeps into their heart, you know? So you can imagine why didn't these criminals recognize this, you know? And my view is that we've let this kind of criminal behavior seep into our system. We've let it go on unpunished. We've let criminals continue their acts with impunity. We've let a culture of no consequences seep into our system. And I think it's time that it stopped, you know. And the example that I give in the article, are simply that, you know, it didn't start with the criminals outside the police station. If you go back in our recent history, you know, you've got whether it's taxi drivers who are unhappy about something, whether it's members of this union or that union who are unhappy about something and protesting. You know, the municipal workers, they'll run through our cities, they'll turn up dustbins, they will block the streets, the taxi drivers will do the same. And, you know, you will never hear or see any action and being taken. And I'm saying that needs to stop, that the law and the fear of the law needs to come back into the hearts of people.
Yes.
You know? And, you know, the law, in my view, my brother, the law is the greatest equalizer. You know, if you are rich or powerful and I am weak and poor, you know, if we break the law, even a small thing such as jumping a stop street or parking in the wrong place, we should get the boat. Even the fine for that is 200 rands, we get 200 rands fine and we must go pay it. You know, at that point, we are equal. You know, and this is what South Africa, we need to do.
Yes,
you know,
certainly.
If anybody breaks the law, it doesn't matter who they are. If anybody breaks the law, they must be arrested. They must be taken to court so that the rule of law must return to our country.
Yes. What do you make? You know, we've seen at least 35 long-distance trucks torched in 2 weeks and one driver killed by South Africans who claim that the truck drivers are foreigners who are stealing their jobs. Does the lack of action from government and any arrest not embolden criminals who use the xenophobia to as a way to just explain the actions. You've spoken about the fact that we need these actions to be punished. In terms of, you know, the issue of xenophobia coming in here, is it being used as an excuse for the lawlessness?
It is. But just the one point that I need to make in fairness to the police is that in the last few days after the publication of my column, action is, we've seen some action. You know, they've arrested 35 people, and these people must appear in court, and hopefully the cops have got a watertight case, and we can see some justice. We can see consequences. People can be made to pay for what they did. So there's some hope as far as that is concerned. Something has happened. But the point about the fight against foreign drivers, you know, xenophobia for me in my view is an excuse, you know, and it's a very bad and sad excuse, you know. But the principle here is that because of the downturn in the economy in the last 2 years or so, compounded by COVID-19, you know. Joblessness has increased. The cake has become smaller or non-existent. So people are desperate. You know, they will look for any excuse or any reason why they cannot get a job. So if you're a driver and you don't have a job, and there's a driver from Zimbabwe driving through Zimbabwe, South African roads to and pick up goods in Durban. That to you see that as an opportunity, and suddenly you think, no, this Zimbabwean driver must not be driving on South African roads. That's a very, very wrong approach to life, very wrong approach to in seeking a solution to a problem. Because if it was not that Zimbabwean driver, what were you going to have? You're going to have tribalism in South Africa. You're going to have racism in South Africa. And why is that? A person who does not look like me, does not speak like me, why does they have a job and I don't have a job? So we need to nip this thing in the bud right away and stop it. You know, there are laws in this country, and those laws must be respected and implemented. You know, South Africa is a big economy on the African continent, and our own ports accept a lot of goods that are being exported out of South Africa to the rest of the continent. Our own drivers drive these trucks. You know, lots of jobs created by this economy. And our own drivers drive through Africa to take these goods, and they, through those jobs, they're able to feed their families and contribute to our own economic growth. So what you don't want is if this kind of attitude continues, you are going to have citizens in other countries saying, we don't want South African drivers on our roads. So you cannot have that happening. Even just from a pure Pan-African political perspective, you know, we are all Africans, we are all one, and we should be contributing to, to each other's economy and to the African economy. You know, instead of finding ways why we can't help and work together, we should be finding ways and of how Africans can help each other. And if you reduce that to South African context, we should be finding ways of how, as South Africans, we should be contributing to make this country a better place to live in, and not amplifying our differences.
Certainly. Joel, thank you very much for chatting this morning.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Blessings.